morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening to us in the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the guest host, Carrie O'Connor. And this is the Carrie O'Connor Show, and this is the show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I receive through my psychic, intuitive, multidimensional sight. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I am here for you during these accelerated times on the time of at this planet to offer guidance and an inspiration so we can get through this time that is literally written in our DNA a little easier. This is what I love to do. I'm kind of stumbling my words today because I'm very excited because I have a special guest today. And so this is a different show today. We're going to have a special guest. I'm very honored to have Peggy Phoenix, Stu Bro, join us today. I speak of Peggy a lot throughout the years because Peggy Dubrow Phoenix is the creator of the EMF balancing technique. She is an international speaker and teacher. Peggy is the originator and of the EMF balancing technique, the human-to-human energy balancing system, with thousands of practitioners and hundreds of teachers over 70 countries throughout the world. Peggy is also the first person to discover the universal calibration lattice, an evolving system of the energy, human energy anatomy, documented by thousands of EMF balancing sessions over a 19-year period. And it's supported by the law of physics, and it's as represented in her book, Elegant Empowerment and Evolution of Consciousness. Since 1988, she has diligently and extensively mapped the lattice and is the foremost authority in the world concerning its formation and function. In 1994, she and her husband, Stephen, founded Energy Extension, Inc., a worldwide organization dedicated to the evolution of human consciousness. Peggy's deep insight, sensitivity, and joy for life has endeared her to people across every continent by helping them develop their innate abilities to activate the potentials within themselves. She has over 26 years of experience working with the human energy anatomy and has emerged as the leader in the field of energy balancing. And personally, Peggy originated from Norwich, Connecticut, which is 15 minutes away from me. And when I first met Peggy, I was drawn to a class that she was teaching at a community college. And now I'm so excited and happy to say that she's around the world, international, like I was saying, and she is teaching and helping a forerunner, a leader in human consciousness and human development. And when I walked into the classroom, I remember it was more than 16 years ago because my daughter was 6 months and now she's 16 years old. And I looked at this woman's energy field, and my eyes just—I couldn't believe that she was. Her whole energy field was glowing gold. I've never seen anybody hold their core energy. I've never seen anybody's energy field like hers. And I, as I have said over the years through many, many shows, I'm not a guru kind of person, but I've never seen anybody hold their core as Peggy Phoenix Dubrow has. She radiates an energy out of her energy field that acts like a tuning fork, and it's my honor and pleasure to bring on and introduce Peggy Phoenix Dubrow, the creator and founder and originator of the EMF balancing technique and of many other things. And so, Peggy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Carrie. That was quite an introduction. And since we're talking about tuning forks and we're talking about resonance, and the show is a little bit differently today, why don't we ask your listeners to listen with their hearts? Such an energy of love introduction you've given. We're already like tuning forks, you and I, in a resonance of the energy of love. And for those who are listening, let's share it with one another so that this time that we're talking, we can also be experiencing the calibration, the changes that can take part inside of us when we come together in some sort of an agreement.
I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's good.
It is so good.
It's been a long time, dear friend.
Yes. Yes, and you have been on this journey for a long time that's brought you to seeing many, many people around the world, Peggy, and I'm sure you've noticed the increase of people waking up to having them be and recognizing themselves as energetic beings. And I know throughout all the work that I do, the first thing I teach the people, or I want to empower the people to have them recognize that we are energetic beings. And if we want to make any kind of changes in our life, that first key is to recognize ourselves as an energetic being. And I'm sure you've noticed people starting to really pay attention to that, and really, it's like what I call it is that they're starting to take the wax out of their ears that has something kind of hokey folky or that's into the new age people, and they're really starting to recognize that not only do the it's like the wax is coming out of the ears, but they're also more willing to look at it, and it doesn't seem as funky or weird, especially because science is bridging spirituality, and this is and that, so that's a wonderful thing. So a lot of people that are that kind of the more left brain based are starting to understand the importance of it. But this is I love the part that you're talking about. You're a huge bridger. You bridge, and you bridge the people to their own empowerment. You bridge people and communities to go back to the heart, and I'm so it's wonderful to witness you bridge around the world to have people again wake up to their own empowerment. And you have a lot of stuff coming up, and you're just expanding in every single direction, aren't you?
We are growing. Before I talk about the growth and all the things you've just said, and I am really grateful that people are waking up to the reality that they are indeed energetic beings, because I've always seen us that way, and we have a system that's teaching people how to work with their energy in a unique way that brings about results for them in their lives. They're reframing the reality, and the work has grown international and has gone where it has more by word of mouth. But before I even go there and talk about that, I just wish again to address you and your listeners. I do this all over the world. There is a ceremony I do, but in the moment, we'll just use just a few sentences. First, as someone who has brought a new energy technique and a new awareness, and also the awareness of the lattice, which is really unique and is very important for people to be aware of at this time in our history of evolution, I understand what it is to work hard to bring new realities into this world. And all of your listeners, they're dedicated. They wouldn't be listening to you and yourself. Your dedication to expansion of consciousness. I promised myself 20 years ago when I first started doing this work, I had a little bit of an adjustment to make when it started to get a lot of attention. I started to go out of balance and began to believe that what I had was all anybody needed, or I was in that competitive, well, this is the best there is. And very quickly, I had some lessons come into my face that showed me that this is not the way to go for me. And I actually stopped doing everything for about 3 months when I saw that my ego was going into a space I was was not what I was in this for. I was in this to know the love of God, the love of Creator, and I never dreamed to be teaching and to be doing these things. But I made this understanding and this agreement that I would honor everyone and all of their efforts to expand consciousness. And so In this moment, I just wish to take that. I would invite your listeners who are very intuitive, and I can feel them, the strong foundations, and I can feel the desire to know more, each one of us, and each one of us holds the piece of the puzzle. And I honor your listeners for everything that they do and for the work they're doing at this time to help anchor in the new realities. And I also am grateful to be part of that and to be so active in the world. And when I start to talk about the work and what we have accomplished with this work, and also with all the people that have become involved with it, it's like an EMF type family, I guess you would say, a family of humanity is how I see everyone, but it's EMF organization. When I talk about it, I'm going to also ask your listeners to please be aware that I bring this to them and share what we're doing, because it's exactly what you said. It builds bridges. Some of your people will be listening, and they will say, I will never want my work to be in a psychology institute, and I won't want it to be in some of these educational places I'm going to talk about. But meanwhile, the work, the EMF balancing technique going in there creates a bridge for all of the things that are happening at this time. We're a firm foundation, and to see this work find its place in the world over a 22-year period, and 13 of it international, is incredible. So again, just for all of us to take a breath for a moment to just join in, I love to remind everyone we're in this together. And when we learn, our culture in particular, that's been called New Age, and I wish we could call ourselves something else, we have something to do. We're a growing force. We think outside the box. But how do we then bring it here, what we're learning, this multidimensional self, into this third-dimensional reality? gentle request or is to invite people to think about how we treat one another in our culture and to ask if we would treat one another with greater respect, myself included. I will keep growing in that, but that's my request in the moment for everyone.
That's wonderful. And Peggy, we're going to take this up. We're going to go to the first break, and we'll pick up this conversation right after this break. You're listening to The Carol O'Connor Show, guest host of The Dr. Pat Show.
How would you like to recession-proof yourself in 2009? Rich Gurman, one of America's most popular business and life coaches, can empower you to do just that. His affordable coaching programs will guide you to a lifestyle of great health, happiness, and prosperity. Go to richgurman.com, spelled RichGerman.com, to learn more about his popular coaching 101 classes and mastermind groups. Rich Gurman will help you turn your dreams into reality.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott Lynch from Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center. Listen up. Do you work in front of a computer more than 1 hour per day? Research shows that poor posture while working in front of the computer can cause the stress response leading to physical and emotional compromise. So don't forget, every hour, recheck your posture and take in 6 deep breaths. This will help you maintain peak health. For more healthy living tips, visit us at vcwc.net. Once again, vcwc.net.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at miraclenoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle made only of soluble fiber has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at miraclenoodle.com.
HeartPlanet.com, a positive-focused social network. Meet people who treat others well and live their best life. Join and post a profile for your positive-based business, your music, book, or creative project. Let the world know what you're up to. Go to heart-planet.com, a positive focus on meeting people, a positive focus on entertainment. Connect. Be entertained. Be inspired. Heart-planet.com.
Join Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Sundays at noon as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. She serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Sunday at noon. And now hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Would you like to smile more and feel more joy in your life? Fly High Joy's funny, delightful, inspiring items have proven to put big smiles on people's faces and make them feel good. That's why their joyful creations will be given to all the top nominees at the 2009 Academy Awards. So, to get big smiles and feel good now, visit flyhighjoy.com or call 888-569-1332.
Stay informed with news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour, weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carol O'Connor Show, and I am Carol O'Connor, the guest host of the Dr. Pack Show, and I'm talking to Peggy Phoenix Dubrow. And Peggy, why don't we pick up where we're talking about? We're talking about human consciousness, the energy field.
So we've talked about, I welcome people, and I'm grateful for the work they do. We'll also let people know that there'll be a little bit of time for questions if they'd like. But the EMF balancing technique, I wanted people to understand that at this particular point in time, it has grown, and it is now being taught in educational institutions. As a matter of fact, we are in the Integrative Institute for Psychology in Russia, and we are part of a program there which makes it legal with this teaching for people to practice the EMF balancing technique throughout Russia. In Germany, there was a group called, of the government called the DGAM that that help to create a program so that EMF practitioners there can be legal. And then the Reidman International College for Complementary Medicine. This is a school with 7 campuses in Israel, and it's also sanctioned by the European Worldwide Network of Psychology. It's part of these curriculums, and we have interest from many other places. Something that started in the living room of my home in Norwich, Connecticut, that has grown. And the reason it's being embraced this way is it helps people reframe their realities. Right. It helps people to evolve. As they evolve, they have healings, they have balance that happens through their life in a very profound way, because through the lattice itself, which is a system in our energy anatomy that I discovered and that we work specifically with when we do the EMF balancing technique, we're teaching people how to manage their energy, and we're actually teaching people how to organize their energy,
right.
Which I can hear metaphysicians. In the position I'm in, I receive a lot of praise and a lot of criticism, and I can hear metaphysicians saying, oh my God, someone is suggesting that we can organize our infinite energy. And
right.
What I'm saying to people is that, yes, if you look at all the energies that we're bringing in, all the understandings that we're waking up to, and people are learning to align with information energies, that's the first step. The next step is to learn how to bring the energy and the information through and to be able to translate it into usable knowledge. So in the same way we organize our closets when they get extra full and there's so much stuff we don't know what's in there, through the pattern of the lattice, we're teaching people how to organize their energy, their thoughts, their beliefs. It's up to them what their thoughts and beliefs are. I'm not even
right.
looking to change those, but to be able to sort themselves out at an energetic level, and then just like the martial artist, moving forward in one's life, making decisions, making the changes. There's a lot of talk about visualizing, and for those of us who've been in metaphysics for 35 or 40 years now, we understand that is important, but there is so much more. And I'm very happy that collective consciousness is aware of things like The Secret and wakes people up even more. There's this much larger awareness. But there's also the balance of the being and the doing.
Right.
And as someone who opened up to this energy and had all their chakras blown wide open, and for 15 years I studied so many different things, and it was the energy of love, and it was wanting to know God. The second experience of no beginning and no end is when I discovered the lattice. And it's taken 20 years to use it and prove it. This is work. And the understanding of the lattice is in over 70 countries around the world and continues to grow. We even now are starting to bridge. We have programs called Lattice Logic. And Lattice Logic, yeah, it's very exciting because it's like Greg Braden, I really enjoy this man and his work. And he's also a personal friend of mine. And I love where he talks about like bringing together the logic, the science, and then also bringing together the possibilities. And quite often when you listen to people talk about these possibilities, like when usually what is beyond the normal, when we encounter these possibilities of what is beyond the normal, it's generally in a situation that may have a lot of stress to it. There's always the talk about the mother who could lift the car because their child was trapped. And what we do with this lattice logic is we bring in the intellect, and then we also create this and it sounds like your listeners will be fine with this, the interdimensional hyperspatial place, which is the lattice, that allows us then to move our energies around and create a potential for that which is beyond the normal. And we're calling this a system of quantum reasoning and learning how to become the quantum observer.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, quantum physics is real big now. I assume that pretty soon we're going to go into the supermarket and we're going to find quantum string beans. But that doesn't keep me from calling us quantum observers and the idea that we're looking at this. How do we bring in these levels of reality? And as we watch our energy in the same way quantum physics was born, the charges, the electrons were watched and they behaved, the energy behaved differently. the theory, the concept, and what we've been proving all these years is that when you watch the energy of your being, your thoughts, your words, your actions, your emotions, all those things are energy charges, and when you watch them, they start to behave differently, and the human behaves differently, and the human being then has a greater ability to make choice and follow through. Mm-hmm. And that's the exciting part now. We are truly empowered. We've been asking for greater power. We right. have it. But now, what do we do with it?
Right.
And so that's it. So we have these programs, Lattice Logic, and we've got for organizations. I actually stood in front of businessmen in Uruguay and Chile and Argentina, and I said, I am a businesswoman. I have a business international, and I do. But we talked about the principles of the lattice and how to also work with the principles of energy within a group through this pattern we call the universal calibration lattice, the system in the energy anatomy. And they really took to it, and we are teaching people how to teach this to other organizations. Mm-hmm. Our biggest joy in the moment is we also have lattice for children. Mm-hmm. And we had a chance, I don't know if I have time to tell this story, but we had a chance in Chile to observe the first pilot program. We had teachers of EMF balancing technique who are teachers of children in school. We worked with them, and we took the basic foundation of the teaching of the lattice okay. and created a program so that children could color their brain gold, and they could look at their endocrine system, and then they could also color their lattice picture and learn how to work with it. But along with it, they actually made a life-size model of the lattice for children to stand in and give their intent and organize their energy. And the results of this two-day workshop were so astounding for the teachers. And the children wanted to continue. They wanted their workbooks. They wanted to continue on with what they were doing. But a colleague of ours went back and taught the teachers the lattice logic for organizations, and now the whole school is using these energy dynamics, and they are having great success with them. So it's very touching. It's very moving. To see that we have something that will benefit many generations to come.
That's amazing, Peggy. I just saw energetically the child going in there, and what a gift it is to have them to be organized at a young age, you know, to be able to understand themselves as energetic beings and then to...
And these were children, they were children with a lot of energy, and it was difficult for them to sit still, and it was... they were still being children, but when it came time to apply everything that we showed them, like we told it right. in story form, and the two right. teachers that put this together were fabulous. Well, they gave their intent. What is their potential? What are they drawing on from their history? What do they want to give? What do they want to receive? And the change was so profound, because then it puts everything right in them. And the right. two school psychologists were there, and we were able to do this because these psychologists care about these children. The amount of love they pour into these children was just amazing. Mm-hmm. And I was so grateful that they said yes. And it's a tool to add to what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty exciting to see these kinds of things. We're also going to be developing a lattice for families. Mm-hmm. I have a wonderful story of a couple in Venezuela who told us about before lattice, understanding the universal calibration lattice and the EMF balancing technique, the father was very overbearing.
Okay.
The couple took the course. They started to apply the principles of the lattice logic to their family, and their family is so much happier, and things are going so much better. And I hear this story over and over again, and people will say things to me like, thank you so much for this work. It's changed my life. I want to be very clear. I always respond with, thank you for taking this tool and using it to change your life. And that's how it works.
Right.
That's empowerment, by the way.
Yes, absolutely.
Which you and your listeners know.
That's amazing. And what tools, and these tools last a lifetime, Peggy. This is the whole network that we're bridging.
Yeah.
And this is giving the tools for people to last a lifetime to change generations.
And it also bridges cultures. I gave
absolutely.
The first phase 9 through 12 here in Sedona last year, and we had people from 27 different countries. How awesome. I feel like I'm in heaven. People roll up their sleeves. They work with one another so intimately and so beautifully, and it's just wonderful to see.
That's absolutely wonderful, and we're going back to when we come back after this break, we're going to open up the phone lines for questions, and you're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show. We've got guest host of the Dr. Pat Show.
Hypnosis has been scientifically verified to stimulate desired changes in behavior, such as weight loss, smoking cessation, and pain control. Learn the latest hypnosis techniques and receive your certificate in clinical hypnotherapy at the February 20th through 22nd weekend event in Seattle. Call 800-800-MIND and mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call. Visit hypnosis.com, the Empowerment Partnership, and American Pacific University. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, Carol, looks like you haven't been sleeping well lately.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, I'm really upset about losing so much of our retirement fund due to the market. Do you have any ideas?
Let me tell you about my friend Tom. He told me to put my money in an Index Universal Life retirement plan. It protects me from market loss, disability, increased taxes, litigation, and the financial upset of premature death.
Wow, that sounds like a smart plan. How do I reach him?
Call Tom. Tom Liotta at WeExcel Financial, 888-252-3000. Or his website, debtfreemca.com.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
A recent mineral discovery is conquering many killer diseases that plague mankind. Sound too good to be true? Listen to Jim Humble tell about his discovery of this miracle mineral supplement and its global health applications in fighting cancer, TB, malaria, antibiotic-resistant forms of staph infection, and many other diseases. This may be the most important radio health show you've ever heard. Visit MiracleMineral.org to learn more about this amazing supplement. That's MiracleMineral.org.
You want to help people, and you know that the angels can help. You understand that as each person heals, our world takes a step towards peace. Become a certified angelic life coach and learn how to guide others in their healing with help from the angels. AngelsTeach.com offers a comprehensive six-month teleclass training program that can launch you into a career with angels right from your home. For more information or to register, visit AngelsTeach.com.
Spread the word. Your favorite shows are on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
So I'm the guest host of Dr. Pat Show, and we're talking today to Peggy Phoenix Dubrow, the creator and founder of the EMF Balancing Technique, the Cosmic Lattice, and many, many other things. We're going to see her all over the world and continue to see her work, and her everyone is going to know her name. And so, Peggy, we're talking about the importance of energy anatomy, where we're bridging. The stories that you have shared are absolutely getting tears in my eyes, because it's so wonderful to see and hear how people are, what I keep on saying to people as far as being proactive. active and being taking the steps. And so many times I do a simple analogy of saying that I when I look into somebody's energy field, I could see the books in their energy field of the words of the that ignites them as far as Louise Hay or The Secret or any of the a lot of books out there. But it's the we're going through this rebirthing process of taking those words into action and to put it for our mental body and in our emotional body and our physical body. And what I love about EMF balancing and the lattice and all the work that you do is that it is profound tools to help absolutely see ourselves as an energetic being and to strengthen our energy field that gives empowerment. It really allows us to ground and to really, it's the tools. It's we're getting to recognize ourselves as an energetic anatomy. For years and years and years, hundreds of years, we've gotten to seeing the human anatomy, and now we're really integrating how important it is to understand the energetic anatomy, and that's our next step in our evolutionary process. And so people are, again, getting the wax out of their ears and really understanding that it doesn't have to be hard. A lot of times people think of it's hard, and what I love about your work is that you make it easy, practical, and it works, and it's very, very empowering. And so, Nick, did you want to take questions, or did you want to talk about other stuff that's coming up?
I'd like to make one comment on this, and that is I call myself a practical mystic all over the world. I also call myself an experienced fool. But that's another story. People love it. They prefer when I call myself an experienced fool. But the proactive part, I just wanted to commend you, because right now, those of us, there's the voices are those of us who understand that there is a balance of being and doing. There are times to be still, and there are times to do. It's not just that the universe is this wish-fulfilling tree, and when you talk about taking action, and we're energetic beings and we're physical beings, I shared with you during the break, people don't see all the changes I've made in my life, but recently I've released 40 pounds. I decided to apply this lattice logic as we were putting things into place. It's been the past year, through directing my energy towards making my body physically healthier. And what has absolutely astounded me is it's very easy to pick and choose healthy foods. And I've always been aware of that. I found I was eating too much of those. Okay, that's less. But what absolutely surprised me is my inner wisdom took over. And I'm now exercising today. I can do an hour a day of sweating, aerobic, lifting weights, whatever. I am now able to exercise. I'm 57. I can exercise more now than I could in my 30s. Wow. And I'm absolutely amazed. And all that comes from honoring my own inner wisdom, from knowing my own being, and allowing that energy to come forward and direct me. And that's exactly how we do this work. I can't tell someone their truth. And each one of us has very unique ways of approaching our life situations, from taking care of our bodies to providing for ourselves in the world. What does it mean to move energy, and what does it mean to move the energy of money? I've learned a lot about that through the years. What does it mean to have the energy of peace and joy in your life, and how do you manifest that? And what I love about this work is we use the pattern and we hold a space where the individual is honored. And that's the session being done. And it is honoring humanity. And when the individual is honored and reminded of their wholeness, they then can follow through with directing their energies much more clearly. There's clarity and focus from this work. And people are really hungry for this. And that's what they find when they start to work with the system.
It's like soul food. It's nectar for the soul, and it opens up the energy field. And that's what I'm seeing when I look around and we do the sessions around the world, is that we really are at a part where people are exactly that. They're hungry. Their soul is looking for this kind of food, and when they start digesting it, it fills them up, and it absolutely brings more clarity to again take those proactive steps. The time of us kind of what I say, putting off the energy off to the shelf and not recognizing ourselves as energetic beings. That time is, that chapter is over, and that book is done. It's an invitation for us to get excited about opening and seeing ourselves as an energetic being, and all in every page of that book holds our unique imprints and our unique patterns into this is the best book that we've ever written. And by opening it and by looking at it and then having a technique that strengthens and speaks to it, it just, where I see energetically, it opens up our heart and it just, again, it's like a soul food and it becomes nectar, and that we digest more of that nectar. And so
beautifully, very heart-centered. So at this point, if your listeners had questions or something that they wanted to ask or just to talk about their own energy, they certainly could call. And
absolutely.
I'd be happy to answer
their
questions.
So why don't you give out that phone number? And that's 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And you could ask any kind of question about your energy field, any kind of energy question, because Peggy Phoenix is the forerunner, leader, creator of the EMF balancing technique, and you're welcome to ask any kind of question.
We'll do our best. We'll do our best here.
Yeah.
This is good. So to me, the clarity and the focus, this is what we're ready for. We've been gathering. The other thing that's been very interesting is, and you can stop me anytime, someone, we need to stop, but we have been pushing back the limit of our reality. Mm-hmm. And we've done that. And then I've come along with something that has structure. What I have found from that structure is it gives us a great deal of freedom. And for any of your listeners, I can really reveal here, I'm a Sagittarius, Gemini rising, Gemini moon. Structure is the last thing I would want. And yet that is what I'm teaching. And that's where I have found my greatest freedom. Mm-hmm. And this is, it's a structure without boundaries, though. It's amazing to be able to use this kind of energy and to be able to gain the kind of freedom in your life that you know is possible.
Right. Because that structure allows us to have, again, the foundation to expand.
The foundation.
And I also understand, because I have the same, different energetic astrological components, but structure is not... It's something that I found throughout the years that I would resist. It would feel like I would be getting put in the box. And part
right.
of my developmental process was to understand that it gives a foundation that you have to have structure, or otherwise your energy is scattered and just spiraling. Or for myself, I found it spiraling. So it was really part of my evolutionary process to understand that structure allows the container to expand as above, so below. So it allowed me to ground and to even expand in a more empowered way than versus what I call the stalled engine way, where I'm trying, because I felt I was going to get caught. And I remember in some of the classes that I took with you, Peggy, that you, through your travels throughout the years, you noticed that was a similar theme, either consciously or unconsciously, that people, if they felt they were going to get totally grounded into their body, that they felt like they were going to get trapped.
Mm-hmm.
You want to address that?
You remember that, yes.
Yeah.
And it always gave me great pleasure to say to people, the key to freedom is to be fully present in your body.
Exactly. And I use that word a lot, those words a lot, when I'm working with people and with clients, because I do see that pattern of again, either a conscious pattern or subconscious, of they think if they totally embody in the physical, mental, spiritual, emotional bodies, that they will get stuck, or they can't have access to the higher knowledge, they won't meditate, or they won't be able to see their spirit or the guides, the angels. And that's what we're recognizing, that's the farthest thing from it, that you can have more access when that more you embody your physical and get to see, recognizing yourself as an energy being, and really starting to know the energy anatomy.
Absolutely. We're also seeing that we're merging the multidimensional realities.
Right.
So what is third dimensional reality, and how much have we bridged through fourth to the fifth? And learning how to function in that space, in that energetic space. And the shift is already happening. I had a chance to take part in something called the Gift of Shift here just in January. Greg Braden was keynote at the beginning, and I was one of the keynotes at the end of this event. And it was so much fun, the Gift of Shift. And you can certainly feel it. There's a change. Now, learning to get our sea legs in this right. new consciousness. Learning how to have our foundations is what we're looking at this time.
Wonderful. And we're going to go to another break. And when we come back, we're going to discuss more of the fifth dimensional being and what it means to be a multidimensional being at this time. You're listening to The Cara O'Connor Show. Guest host is Dr. Pat with Peggy Phoenix-Dubrow. Right?
Integrative practitioners, are you looking to improve your holistic approach to wellness? Develop the health coaching skills your clients need. The Center for Integrative Health has made earning your health coaching certificate accessible and in a format designed with you in mind. Completely online, the one course a month format allows you to focus on both your clients and your education. You can complete the certificate in as little as 8 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University System Center for Integrative Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org or call 800-NATUNIV to learn more. That number again is 800-NATUNIV.
I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty, and I want to share my thoughts on the importance of probiotics to your health and beauty transformation plan. Ever have a gut feeling something's not quite right with your body? You might feel it in your energy or even see it in your face. Well, that feeling might actually be coming from your gut, even if your digestion feels fine. I learned firsthand that if your body's inner ecology isn't right, your health looks and immunity suffer. My advice? Whether your health focus is detox, clearing your skin, or fighting the battle of the bulge, don't forget the battle of the bugs. Get the good bugs on your side with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. I personally use and recommend it because it's fermented for 3 years with 12 strains of good bacteria, including the proprietary TH10, found at least 6 times more powerful than other probiotics tested. Win the battle of the bugs with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Available at the Vitamin Shop and other health stores or at probiotics12.com.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posadas Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most. Posadas is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org. That's PASADOSafeHaven.org.
Good news, Belgium. We're streamed worldwide at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Cara O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie Connor, the guest host of Dr. Pat, and I have a very special guest, Peggy Phoenix-Dubrow, and I'm so excited to be talking to her and introducing you to her if you haven't already heard about her. And Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
Sounds good, and we did open up the phone lines. We have a couple callers waiting for us. We have David calling in from Seattle. So David, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie. This is a great show today. Peggy,
thank
it's really
you.
Interesting.
Hi.
I've been trying to do some visualizing pretty intensely this last 5 days. I've been having some problems, but I'm thinking from what you're saying, I've got to think about the structure a little more because getting zapped by EMFs and other allergies, whatever. I'm wondering what to do about the second, but I'm getting that I should probably. What should I try to do to concentrate on building the structure?
Okay, David, I would tell you to go to our website. It's www.emfworldwide.com.
Uh-huh.
And I would ask you to click on the animation of the lattice and to watch it and become more familiar with that structure. and spend some time with it. There's a tremendous amount of creativity for you to anchor and also to strengthen your sense of self. And this will help you do that. Even as we're speaking, your energy is responding nicely. How focused are you upon doing what it is that you want to do?
I'm excited about trying to focus and concentrate there. I'm visually impaired, so it's a little tough to get some of the I don't know how the JAWS software, the synthesized speech software, will. Hopefully it'll come through there. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking it probably will.
If not, it's also on YouTube. You can find the lattice information on the universal calibration lattice and the animation. Someone's put it up on YouTube. What I want to say to you is you have a good, strong foundation, David. You're solid. You're steady. Keep going. Learn a bit about this structure, and it will help you to move forward and smile more. And are you drinking your water? I'm sure everybody's saying that, but are you drinking your water?
I've been having a little bit of problems with that.
Yeah, a bit more. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, David. Mm-hmm. Much love to you.
Thank you, David.
Good, strong person.
Mm-hmm. And Benny, did you say we had another call?
Yes, we'll go off to Linda now. She's calling in from Seattle, so we'll bring Linda on. Linda, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi
Peggy. I actually took an EMF balancing course probably 8 or 9 years ago, uh-huh. And have not really practiced it. However, just in the last couple of weeks, I've been thinking about it. I don't know, it's just sort of coming back to me a little bit. So it's very coincidental that I'm listening to this show and you're talking about it. So I guess my general question would be to see if you could read my energy at this point and maybe give me any recommendations or your thoughts on where I'm at.
Well, Linda, first, who was your teacher? Or just curious.
Just a beautiful man from Canada.
Okay.
That he looked like. I can't remember the name now.
That's okay. I just want to say to you, first off, there's now 12 phases to this work, and I'm working on the 13th phase. And that may be a reason you're thinking about it, because the 13th phase is going to be in a book, and it's going to be for people to pick up, to read, to understand more about the lattice and what it means to them, and also to be able to give themselves a session. And if they want more, they can have sessions. They can become a practitioner if they wish. They can become teachers. But they can stop right there or go on. So what we really have is like a pyramid of information, and the capstone is going on. And so first I want to thank your heart and your being for being aware of that. And here we are connecting. Now for you, I'm not energetically, I feel everything is very strong on the right side. You're wanting to move into a new kind of reality, and it may very well be there. But I would ask you to balance out both the right and the left side energetically. Again, you could use looking at the animation of the lattice. As we're speaking, your energy is already saying yes. Are there new plans you're making at this particular point?
Not really. No, not in changing course or anything. I think maybe feeling a little bit stuck, but not really. I'm not thinking of jumping into this necessarily career-wise, mm-hmm. but certainly implementing it in my life and.
Well, not only just this, but I feel like there is a lot of energy building on your right side for new potential. And however you decide to translate that and do that, like if you're ready for a change, the energy's been building. And I would suggest to you to be aware of that. And then create, if you learn some of this work, you would also have learned the energetic posture radiating core, which is the center below, center above radiating core energy. Because it will help you balance out to be more clear. What is it that is waiting to manifest? I won't tell you that, but I can tell you how to sort. Remember the lattice and remember the energy charges of your history, your story behind you, your potential in front of you, the energy charges of giving on the right and receiving on the left. This is there are those who would say, oh, you don't need to know those details. But even as we speak and we start to move that out, your energy field is already responding. And those kinds of awareness will help you sort out what is going in there. And when you're ready, and it's always according to your wisdom, the stuck feeling will pass, and I feel like you're getting very full to be able to co-create for you a new facet in your reality. That will, again, you'll find yourself smiling more. We can all smile more. We all learn our lessons quite well when we're sad and when we cry, but we can also learn them when we smile more, too.
Right.
It's a pleasure looking through your field. Thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And Peggy, did you want to, as we were getting ready to close down, did you want to teach in a very simple technique?
Sure. For those who are listening, as they understand themselves as an energetic being. Oh, and before, actually, even before I go, I do want to say something before we go into that space. We're already there. I wanted to remind people that I'm going to be in Norwich. I'm quite often out of the country and not that often here in the U.S., and that I'm going to be in Norwich, Connecticut, March 27th to the 29th, and it's a Friday evening and a Saturday all day, and people will have a chance to experience this, including some scientific input along the way here that we have to present, but they'll have a chance to experience this work and apply it to their personal lives, and they can go to www.emfworldwide and click on the schedule, and they'll find the listing for the event in Norwich, Connecticut. I'm happy to be going there. So let's shift at this time the focus to the energies. Let me check. And we all just take a breath and focus 60 centimeters, be 24 inches beneath your feet, and feel it, sense it, imagine it, or think about it. Golden, glowing energy. Your interface, multidimensionally, with the earth. This is also the place where the Kundalini begins. We have evolved. Center below, connecting with Mother Earth, honoring the male and female energies within, weaving up through the body, through the very core of the being, creating the energy of wholeness. And the energy of wholeness is very much like the energy of holiness. All the way up and through to 24 inches above the head to this beautiful golden glowing ball of energy called our center above. In a linear way, this is where we see that our higher energies come through. To be sure, for any of you who look at the illustrations of the lattice, this is a result of what is happening within our DNA. We are evolving. Whether you accept this as a theory or you accept it as a reality, it is up to you. But certainly, take a deep breath in this moment and give the intent to be fully aware of your being and present on the planet in the energy of love.
Thank you very much. And you're listening to the Carol Conn Show, guest host of the Dr. Pat, and may you align with the divine.